Did I tell you, or did I tell you that was a jam?
Let's do this.
The Danny Schaefer Show. The new Q105.5.
New Coldplay and Chainsmokers. I don't even know the name of the song. I can't remember.
Something like this.
Great, great tune. I saw Susie over there jamming. Anyway, I forced her against her will to play it. All right, there you go. Danny, Tricia, Susie, hanging out with you. Final hour of the show, 9:12. 419-240-1055. You want to play? We love it when you do. Rain likely, breezy, warm today with a high near 60. And then tomorrow, cloudy, morning thunderstorms. We could have some thunderstorms through the overnight, just so you know. But
it's
tomorrow's
to be
high.
Windy too.
Is it?
Super windy.
So not just regular windy, super windy?
Super windy, like 40 mile per hour and up windy.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm.
Cool. High of 60 tomorrow. So 60 today, 60 tomorrow. Right now, we're experiencing a little rain here at the Cumulus compound, and it's 44. All right. I'll forego. Tricia wants to know how to safely send her nudes to her husband.
Okay.
And we'll get to that at some point.
It was an actual conversation.
What's the
we
safest
had.
Way to protect your nudes?
Don't take them.
Don't send them.
Right. We don't take them.
Or send them to me, and I'll take care of sending them to Dan.
With a little critique, and then you'll send them. Mm-hmm. Tricia, you look really good. Here you go, Dan.
Yeah, right.
That'd be a funny text.
We'll go in the bathroom. I'll get naked. You take a picture and send
yeah,
it to him.
Right.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
All right, so here's the deal. Saturday, my daughter says, hey, my her BFF, they wanted to go to this basketball game, the community had basketball, you know, and my daughter's a sophomore and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, well, what time do you want me to take you? And she's like, no, she's going to drive. I'm like,
oh, boy.
You know, we've been fighting this for a while. It's like, okay, at some point you got to go, all right. Well, this friend, I know the parents, and I love the parents, and we trust her, and, you know, but things can happen even when whatever.
Yeah, there's nothing you can
so
do.
So Sharon and I talked. I said, look, it's going to happen. We got to start letting her go with her friends. I mean, it's just the way it is because, you know, it can only be two people in the car. They can't have more than that. You can't, like, back when I got my driver's license.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Back when I got my driver's license. There was no 30 hours or how many hours it is you have to drive with a parent or whatever. It was you take driver's ed, you pass it, you turn 16, you get your license, off you go.
And you take a bunch of your friends with you.
You could. And
now
I
it's a rule. You're
and
law,
we did, and I did, and
sure.
all of that. So we're like, all right, get after it. So she, you know, she came, picked her up. And my wife takes a picture. Livy's like, oh, really?
She
like,
took a picture.
Kind of a big day.
Yeah.
A picture of the two girls in the car and, you know, all of that. And they went to the ball game. And then they went out to have a little lunch. And then after that, there was something else they wanted to do. And she was like, can we do this, do that? So she was, like, really respectful and, you know, kept us on the whereabouts
good,
and all
good.
Of that.
That's the key thing is like, that's what we did is like, okay, you need to tell us when you get to where you're going.
And thanks to security Jeff, who told me about the app Friend Finder.
Isn't he handy?
He is really good,
I love it.
Find Friends is an app on your iPhone. And so I downloaded that on Olivia's phone. So I knew where she was all the time. So she says, we're going here. I looked at my friend. I'm like, oh, look at that. My little friend, Olivia. And she's right where she said she was going to be.
Does she know you did that?
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Because then she's more likely to be where she's supposed to be.
Well, here's the other part.
If she knows you're tracking.
I let her track me.
Good.
I'm like, here you go.
Oh, okay. Yep.
You know right where I am? Uh-oh. It says her location not available. So two things happened. Either one, she's got her phone off, or two, her phone's home because she did something and mom didn't let her take the phone.
Oh.
Because right now it says location
text,
not available.
Text Sharon and see which one it was.
Yeah, I will definitely.
Just to find out. I'm curious. What's your
I
bet?
I will do that once we get off the air because I try not to broadcast and text at the same time.
That's very good rule.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
It went very well Saturday. So then it's Sunday. And she wants to hang out with this one male friend of hers. And you know, I had many dear friends. Lenore's one of them. You guys are two others. Dear friends, platonic, even though I know you secretly think about me.
All the time. I can't stop. Can't get you out of my head.
See?
Yeah,
stop
like
your lusting.
Disease.
Stop
it's
your
a virus.
Lusting.
It is.
Stop your lusting.
Bacteria. Can't kill it.
Oh, you're so obvious. Seriously. So I understand that dynamic. You know, some of my best friends have been girls, women, you know?
Sure.
Because I try to figure you out and you're never going to. Anyway, and so I understand that. And they are truly just really good friends. And they've been friends for a few years now. And this kid, boy, has a job, does very well in school, and he's just got a confidence about it, but not a cocky punk kind of confidence. He's just, his parents are doing a really good job. So I'm like, all right, you can go. So they went to see a musical on Sunday, and then they went and had, you know, an early dinner, and then they went and got ice cream, and then they came home. Now, here's the thing. I said, before you leave, I'm going to have a little chat with them. She said, oh, no, no, I'm going to be out there. No, you're not. If you want to go, I have to talk to a man to man. Okay. So I was watching and waiting. She didn't know that I was watching and waiting. So I saw him pull in. She did not see him pull in.
Oh, goodness.
So I hit the garage door, and I walk out there in my, you know, Michigan pajama pants, my slippers, my hair a little crazy, a muscle shirt with my guns blazing.
Oh, yeah.
And I
no
said...
No shotgun?
No. No, he's not dating.
I know.
No, that comes...
Friends.
No, that's when I'm sharpening my big 24-inch bladed knife on the porch with a shotgun next to me. So I walk out there, and he shakes my hand. I said, I just want to tell you one thing before you go. I said, today's a really big day because we've, you know, you'll be the first boy that ever drives my daughter anywhere, okay? But I trust you. Two things I want you to think about. One, when you feel like cranking up your favorite song really, really loud and you could be distracted, think of my face in the back seat. When you feel like showing off and speeding, think of my face in the back seat. And don't even reach for your stinking phone while your hands are on the wheel, because you should think of my face. He's like, okay. I'm like, okay, come on in. Aww. Let's get her. What'd you say, Dad? What'd you say? I'm like, nothing. So they go, and they have a really nice time and all that, and then she comes back, and she goes, he told me what you said. Think of your face in the back seat. Really?
Oh, good.
I'm like, yeah. He said it. She said it word for word what I said to him. Now, will it do anything? I have no idea. It was during the day. It was not dark. That's a whole different deal about these kids driving at night. So there you go.
That speech should be given to anybody she rides with.
It is.
Girls and boys. Don't forget the girls.
Well, I wasn't there when her friend came over, the girl.
Oh, okay.
So I was gone.
Yeah.
So,
don't
but Sharon handled
girls.
That one. But, yeah, you got to do that because these kids are crazy. So.
Wow, that was really, really
Can you put
good.
A sticker on cars that says if this child is if you see this child texting, driving erratically, blah, 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 text this number, and I can put my home number on the back
would
of whatever
be great,
vehicle?
Though. Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't that be a great
Because I saw a crazy kid Friday night going to Dr. D's where I would be like, if his parents saw him driving like this, they would be.
Oh,
yeah.
If my parents knew how I drove. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
That would be
awesome.
I saw a woman, not a kid, a woman with her phone out in front of her face like she was either Facebooking or something.
FaceTiming
or something. You know, it was her arm was straight out holding her phone.
So
it wasn't like,
right.
And then she was steering. I didn't see her talking, so I don't know if she was watching or what.
Probably watching. Probably, you know, the Oscar stuff. When was this?
A couple days ago.
Okay, so it probably wasn't the Oscar stuff.
But I remember it struck me, because at first I thought she was taking a picture of my car or something. Then I was like, what the heck?
It's very bizarre.
It's just very bizarre
what the electronics are doing to us and how we're all in. Look, I love it. I love having the phone. But those phones are going to kill people, especially behind the wheel. They are killing, but they are going to kill a lot more people because everybody thinks it's not going to happen to them. Just not.
Well,
I only check. I'll look to see if I got a message or whatever if I'm at a stoplight. But for the most part, hands off.
Yes.
It's just got to be the way to. I mean, if the kids are in the car and I even look at the phone, leave it alone, Dad.
Oh, good. They're like
And I'm
you.
Okay with that.
Okay, yeah. Well,
I'm
yeah,
okay with that.
As adults are just as tempted as kids are. I understand that.
Adults are even dumber.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, and it's just something that you just is like, if something ever happens, you're like, well, why didn't I have that conversation more often, or why didn't I, you know, whatever, and you don't want to live with that. That's why I told Libby I got to go out and I got to talk to the boy, because if something happens and I don't tell him, Think of this face in the back seat.
Yeah. Well, Sammy,
you look in your rearview mirror, you're going to see this face. And I gave him the crazy look.
Well, and what you don't, what you
wait
don't
a minute,
teach
that's not supposed to make you laugh.
That's not that crazy.
Well, the crazy look is kind of funny. It's true.
What's the crazy? Show the Q crew the crazy.
Oh, it's on.
Look.
This is the crazy look. I went and you look in the mirror, rearview mirror, and you look at you. Look, I didn't go like. No, I said you look in the mirror and you see this face.
I'm not sure that's the crazy look. That just might be the constipated look.
No, this is the constipated look.
Oh, that looks crazy,
totally
though.
Different. Should I do that?
Right.
So I should change it up?
Yeah, just think constipated when you give
all
him
right.
the face.
So the next speech I give to one of these boys coming over to my to take the daughter somewhere, I go, and remember, look in that rearview mirror, you see this face.
There it is. That's perfect. That is crazy.
I want this in your dreams,
yes.
man.
Perfect.
In your dreams. Okay? Give it a little extra push.
Yeah, so there you go.
By the way, you watch it on Facebook Live right now. It's brought to you by Castillo Funeral Home. Visit CelebrateLifeToledo.com. That constipation look was brought to you by John Castillo.
Oh, my goodness. Like it very much.
I tell you, I hate this time. I love this time of our lives, but I hate this time
hard.
Of
well,
our lives.
Well, remind your kids of one thing, too. The lessons that you teach them won't nearly be as hard as the lessons that life teaches them.
You mean the world that doesn't give a crap about them?
I'll tell you, Samantha, when she was in an accident and she had taken off her seatbelt for 2 minutes to reach behind her to get her purse that she had put in the back seat, she had taken off her seatbelt, forgot to put it back on.
And she was driving?
No, she was in the front passenger seat, got hit at Glendale in the trail.
Oh.
Because her driver was somewhat distracted or just a newish driver for some reason. And we had a standing rule that said you could not ride with a friend unless they were had been driving for a year.
Yeah. Oh, so, my gosh. I like that rule. Why didn't I think of that?
Their friend had to drive for a year before they could ride with them, close friend or not. But at any rate, they got hit, and she went forward into the into the glass of the
windshield.
You know, the windshield. Thank you. I couldn't think of the word.
So your stupid rule didn't really work.
No, because life. Because life. I mean, honestly, she had a. I mean, the girl definitely had her license for almost 2 years, but
and
she wasn't texting. She was a passenger. She took off her seatbelt to get her purse. Forgot to put it back on.
Ugh.
Went right into the windshield, and I get the call. While, you know, so I leave and I have to drive to the scene, which thankfully it was right by the house. So I was there quickly. And she was sitting in the passenger seat crying. The emergency was there. The ambulance was there. There was a TV truck there, the whole nine yards.
TV truck?
Yeah, because 13 isn't, or 11 downtown. They just hopped down the trail.
Right.
They like accidents.
Sent a vehicle. Yeah, exactly. They sent a car and a camera
person.
Must have been
a slow fire day.
Right. No, they do accident scenes and stuff, and it was at a big intersection. And she was sitting in her passenger seat crying, and there was definitely some blood there and stuff. And I looked at her forehead, and literally it looked like a baseball had been cut in half and put right on the center of her forehead. That's how much swelling had happened.
Maybe that's why she's not married.
Literally. Well, thankfully, it went down, which was good. That could
sorry,
be it.
Sorry, Susie, was that mean?
It's still there. She has issues with hats. No, I'm kidding. But
she got to get a specially made hat?
But anyway, Samantha, of course, I said, what? I looked at it. It's life lessons.
Yes,
so
it is.
We could not have, I mean, we told, she was really good about her seatbelt. Really good about it, usually. And that moment, she forgot to put it back on. The windshield was spidered like you would expect it to be. There was that huge hematoma on the front of her head, and she went to pull down the visor. I'll never forget this. She went to pull down the visor, of course, because she's a girl, to
she
look
wanted
in
to see
the
what
mirror
her face looked like.
And I slammed the visor up. I said, you don't even need to see it. Don't even see. No, you don't I'd, need to see your head.
Because
she
be,
could feel it, too.
I'd be taking pictures.
Well, oh, we did.
Say,
in
here's,
the ER.
Here's what you looked like. You know what I mean?
Oh, no. We took it in the
she
ER.
She had a concussion?
Oh, yeah. She had a concussion, and
that's
she's obviously.
Bad.
But she's
so
had,
is she done in the NFL then?
Yeah, pretty much.
You get one of those concussions, man. You
that'll
can't go
do
back
it.
To playing
yeah, her
the
football
NFL.
Career is over. It's all true. Right. She's gone the way of marketing. What do you
yeah.
do?
By the way, your story does not comfort me at all.
Well, it shouldn't comfort Olivia, too. Samantha will tell her all about it. Remind her to do the little things that
everybody thinks it's not going to happen to them.
Right. It's life can't, you know, we can't protect you from life lessons.
We can't. That's why we have to have faith.
Exactly.
So.
And thankfully, that worked too.
So far, so good. All right, 9:26. We have to break, and then we're going to come back and talk about, stuff indoor things. But first, Denny Schaefer, the Appliance Center Home Store, Ohio's largest furniture and appliance store, also offering appliance service and repair. Academy-trained, certified techs that'll service all major appliance brands. So if you got an appliance on the fritz, you call this number, you get a discount because, you know, you use Denny Schaefer's name and, you know, I make things happen. They'll send one of their own employees. Their techs are employed by them, not a subcontractor. So that's kind of a cool thing. Here's the number, 419-PAY-LESS. Mention my name. They'll give you 60% off your service call with a repair. If you decide not to repair it, they'll give you $175 in AC rewards money that you can use at the Appliance Center Home Store. Here's the number, 419-PAY-LESS. Make sure you mention Denny Schaefer.
Q105.5 weather from the Dunn Chevy.